Miguel Bonilla is an artist from El Paso, Texas. His drawings and paintings often illustrate scenes from another world, plants, children, and animals, usually plan out scenes of discomfort, horror, and vulnerability. He attended the University of Incarnate World Art Institute and UTEP, where he studied furniture design and studio painting. Today, my guest is Miguel Bonilla. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina.
So, Miguel, I feel like you're all over the place and not all over the place at the same time. Like, you're always doing something.
For sure.
Is that just how it works in the world of Miguel?
Yes, I can't sit still, and I don't want to, so.
Yeah.
That's why things spring up in different places.
So I noticed that you had a show recently at the PDA Gallery here downtown on Mill Street. How did that go?
It went really well. There were a lot of events that night, and it's been a long time since I've been downtown at night. So to see the rushes of crowds and everybody was out to do something different, but somehow they still passed through the show. And a lot of people, that was their destination point. It was really cool. I was far more impressed than I thought I would be. Just with the support of the community.
But it was during one of the last Thursdays, right?
Well, yeah. And I didn't really know how much people engaged in that. And, you know, PDA is set in a place that's at the edge of all of that stuff. But still, you know, they hadn't been on the walk in a while. And
right. So
all of it came together really nicely.
Well, but you've been one of these people that kind of has always believed in the art community here. I mean, I remember you invested in it or still invest in it. You had a couple of art galleries. Will you take us down memory lane just for a little bit to talk about that journey?
Oh, Lord, sure. So the first gallery was on Texas Avenue, and you could probably help me out with the date of that because it was when the Tea Lounge was there. And that was 13 years ago, say 13 years ago. I started my first gallery in an old warehouse on Texas Avenue, and I loved the space, and we had a lot of fun there. I wanted to focus more on the retail aspect of it and stop making art such a public event and more of a substantial
investment.
An investment, but for buyers and for artists, you know, as well. So I focused more on retail. I moved to Kern Place just as they were starting to change a lot of buildings over there. And from there, I moved to Montana to get more space and then had more kids and
life.
Just life. But also at that time, I was starting to work in Juarez doing interior design over there for like new gated communities and things like that. So,
you know, it takes people like you to do it. It's not an easy existence, that of a gallery here in this town.
Well, also, I'm not very sane. That helps.
Well, good. You're going to do it again. Oh, yeah. Right?
Of course, I am going to do it again. So this time around, the model will be really different and follow more along the lines of what you see in bigger cities. Because even in larger cities, the idea of just gallery is going away and it's more of a functional space.
So. It's got to have an experience factor to it, right?
Right. I would have a much more interactive gallery. One thing that I see other places that I just really like to get my hands on here is an art off, which is competing artists doing a mural with a crowd in the middle, kind of cheering and jaunting each other on and, you know,
fun.
Just make it a very communal experience and competitive art can't hurt anybody, you know, so.
Right. And I mean, you're one of these people, right? I mean, you could do furniture, you paint, you draw, you're a business person. Did you start with furniture or did you start with painting?
I went to school for interior design and furniture design. And then I left school and I did furniture design full time. I actually worked in a warehouse sanding all day long, but I would go home at night and design the furniture for the company.
Nice.
And so that was cool. I mean, good experience, hands-on both ways. So I technically know how to build it
physically
and design it and specify it and everything.
And from furniture, you went to painting, is that correct?
I moved home to actually take care of my dad. He was sick. And when I got here, I had been living in Dallas. And so I had grown accustomed to that economy. So to come back home, I had to really restructure. I've always drawn.
Yeah.
Jason Lucetto single-handedly made me a painter. So if I don't anymore, it's also his fault. So
both of those things.
Yeah, it's his fault. I started. It's his fault. No, I won't blame him. But I have spent far more time drawing and drawing and drawing. But when I came back to El Paso, that's what I had. I mean,
yeah,
you know, and taking care of somebody else, you have such an odd schedule that drawing was
constantly available. It's there.
Yeah.
And that's what you're showing, or that's what you were showing at your show at PDA mostly, correct?
Right. All the paintings that were in the show were from at least a year ago. But drawings, ink and watercolor drawings are where it's at.
If we miss the show at PDA because we're not sure on how long it's going to stay up, you say those pieces of art are going to move over to the A-Loft?
So some of the pieces will move over to A-Loft. A lot actually sold, which made me proud of the city more than myself. You know,
buying art.
It was cool, man.
I mean, you might have started your gallery at a time where not so many people were buying art, but people are buying art now.
Right. Well, there's a guy in Austin who's waiting for a bunch of paintings to display, and he's not going to get them now. So, I'll make new stuff for him, and everybody will be happy. But
and how long does it take you? Like, do you feel any pressure knowing that you have to produce now new pieces of art for somebody like that? Or is that just...
I work really well with deadlines, so...
Yeah. It kind of helps you.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, the themes are animals, plants, children. It sounds like life.
For years, I would dream and go to the same place. Mm-hmm. Well, it was like different places within the same place. It was very common for me. And it started to feel very familiar. And just the more I would dwell on those thoughts or the more I would try and copy down my dreams at night, it was this really common theme. And so I decided to start documenting it visually. Like the weird plants I would see and the weird animal. I mean, there were things that don't exist here. So starting to get those ideas down, and that's what most of the drawings were, is just documenting. In fact, the show at PDA is set up almost like a geographical textbook where there's botanicals going into animals, which go into the landscapes of it, but tying it all together were events that you witness. So I don't really understand them, but I could at least visually understand them and see them and reproduce them. You know, it all ties together almost like a history book.
Do you now continue to go back to the same place, or
so now my focus
out, what happens?
I started working with chalk over the last several months, and so my newest pieces are large chalk pieces, and I'm just really into the idea of realism. I don't use models or anything like that, so although everything seems to be anatomically pretty accurate, I like the idea of getting shading and everything kind of more perfect now and being able to piece together these really weird ideas with proper basics of all those things. And I think it'll make a big difference. Far more dramatic. And I like dramatic. Far more real, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, right now they're like illustrations from a children's book almost. And I'm cool with that because that's most of what I read actually. But still... Just to know that you could be better.
Yeah, right? That's the whole point. What's the next step? Or do you know? I mean, what would you like to accomplish next?
I'll be perfectly honest. The next step for me over the next year will be reopening a gallery.
It's time.
Yeah, it's time. It'll be downtown. I'm looking at buildings now. I've found one that I love. We'll see if I end up there, but I think it's looking good. And that'll be the next gallery.
Third time's the charm.
Well, it's not going to be like the others at all. It won't follow any model that we've ever seen here. So it'll be exciting for everyone at home.
Well, it's exciting for us. I mean, especially, you're talking to an artist community that's hungry for a venue.
Right, right. And like I say, I want it to be competitive and good and all the way around, just a really, really interesting place.
So this time next year, we'll be here talking about your new gallery?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I hope it's earlier, but we'll see.
We'll see you in a year.
We'll see.
How's that? It'll construction. It takes a while.
Apologies if it's 3 years.
All right, Miguel. Well, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts. You may be able to see some of Miguel's current works at PDA. And if not, head over to A-Loft because there'll be some works hanging there. And we'll see you again in a year when you open your new gallery in El Paso.
Thanks. We'll see when that is. And I know that PDA Gallery is very available on social media, and you can contact them for appointments or just to see the space.
Today, my guest has been artist Miguel Bonilla. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.